There's new data out today that contradicts the stereotype of war veterans being prone to crime. A Department of Justice survey shows that veterans are less likely to be in jails and prisons than non-vets. This is also the first time that large numbers of Iraq and Afghanistan vets have figured into the survey. NPR's Quill Lawrence covers veterans, and he's here to talk about the new data. So, Quill, what are the numbers?
Vets make up about 8% of the incarcerated population, and that's much lower than the percentage of the population at large that are veterans. So essentially, veterans are much less likely to be behind bars than non-veterans. And these total numbers have declined. The study looked at vets in prisons and jails in 2011-2012, and the last time they looked at this data was back in 2004. So that was too early to have tracked Iraq and Afghanistan veterans once they got home.
So what did this study find about Iraq and Afghanistan vets specifically?
If you look at their age brackets in the prisons, they're a much smaller percentage of the overall prison population. There was the fear, a sort of common stereotype, that vets returning from wars would end up in the criminal justice system. That did happen after Vietnam. And in 1978, the Bureau of Justice Statistics saw 24% of the prison and jail populations were veterans. That didn't happen this time.
So do we know why the overall number of veterans in prisons and jails is going down?
The study didn't go into explanations, but the most obvious answer would be the draft. Through Vietnam, there was a conscript drafted military, and once the Pentagon shifted to an all-volunteer force, these numbers started dropping, and it's dropped every time they measured since 1978. Any veteran you talk to will mention the vast difference between the goodwill and the services available to vets today compared to what Vietnam vets didn't have when they came home. During Vietnam, PTSD wasn't even a medical diagnosis.
Well, let's talk about that then. I mean, how prevalent are mental health issues among vets in prison now?
Vets who are behind bars do report more instances of mental health issues like depression or PTSD. Among vets who saw combat, that is even higher. Now, that's a small percentage. About a third of the vets in prisons and jails saw combat, but they do self-report things like depression and PTSD. And prison is a really terrible place to try and deal with PTSD, as we've reported. Most of the treatments for PTSD involve trying to wind down from that combat mindset, that sort of hypervigilance. But that's something you kind of need to keep with you in prison. So it's a very hard place to get treatment to heal from PTSD. And it's also a very hard place to get any sort of mental health services.
That's NPR's Quill Lawrence. He covers veterans issues. Thanks.
Thank you, Kelly.